Welcome to Slice of Life. Because a bite was not enough, you've listened to Brenda's Bites for years, and now Brenda is expanding her show to include lifestyle happenings from around the region. Now here's your host, Brenda Alacy.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Slice of Life. I hope that the weekend has gone well for you so far. You had a great St. Patrick's Day. And before you know it, it'll be Easter and Mother's Day. And if you're planning ahead, have I got a place for you? Also this week, it's Local Restaurant Week kicking off tomorrow, March 20th. So much to talk about with a restaurant that is really part of all of that. It is a pleasure to welcome back Athena Koumanis to the airwaves of Slice of Life. She is the general manager of Curly's Restaurant, the institution known as Curly's Bar and Grill. It's 647 Ridge Road in Lackawanna. Good morning, Athena.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Brenda.
It's always fun to talk to you. And I, you know, as I told you off the air, it's great to see a young woman in charge of a restaurant like you. You've been, you know, at the helm for about a year now, right? Running the place?
Yes. It has definitely been, you know what? It's a lot to take on in a restaurant, but you know, every day is different and there's always something to do. You're never going to get bored. There's always things to do, new things to create, and a new group of people to even target and try and get into the restaurant.
Yes. And you've done a great job putting Curly's back on the map. It's certainly been around for a long time, a real treasure in Lackawanna. And we should point out, too, Athena, it's what, 10 minutes from downtown Buffalo?
Not even. I mean, I live in North Buffalo, and it's about a 12-minute drive, and that's taking the 198 to Route 5 and then getting off at Ridge Road. So it really is, like I like to say, like a 7-minute drive from downtown Buffalo.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, the old saying about Western New York, everything is 20 minutes away. So no matter where
that
you're coming from.
That is very true. Absolutely. Yes. And we have off-street parking. So right. A lot of people don't even think about coming for lunch. But by the time you park in downtown Buffalo, sometimes you go right over the Skyway and you would have parking.
True enough. Yeah, you don't have to worry about finding a meter either.
Yeah.
Or pulling into a garage that you think has a spot for you and you find out that it's full.
Yeah, exactly.
Does your family own the restaurant?
Yes.
So yep. Your family owns it. You are pretty much in charge.
Yes.
And you've got some exciting things coming up. First and foremost, we're on the cusp of another Local Restaurant Week, obviously the spring edition. What motivated you to participate this year?
You know, Restaurant Week is a great time for people to get different people to come into the restaurant, people that wouldn't ordinarily come out. It's a reasonable price, $2,017, for people to come out and get a 3-course dinner for 2017. I mean, it really gets those people that don't usually come to Curly's or go to any other restaurants and get a little taste of what we are, and hopefully they will come back.
This area is so rich with independent eateries that are family run or run by folks locally. It just drives me crazy when I drive by a chain restaurant and see it filled.
Oh my God, drives me nuts.
It's really going to drive you crazy.
Yes.
A bit.
Yeah.
And again, not to denigrate the chains, because they have a place and they do employ local people. So it's not as if I'm anti-chain necessarily, but it's not the first place I would think of.
You know what? I think more and more, I would say the restaurant industry has changed a little bit. The whole restaurant world, people are a lot bigger foodies now. But also, I would say maybe 5-6 years ago, chains were like huge. People were always going. Now you really see them kind of kicking back and going more to local restaurants because they tend to be a little healthier. But not only that, you're supporting locally as well.
Yes. Plus, many local restaurants use local purveyors.
Yes.
You know, farmers, yep. Wineries, the locally made products, even paper products, napkins, things like that you don't think of off
true.
The top.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you featuring this time for Local Restaurant Week?
So we are doing, of course, our black bean soup or salad. We have to do the black bean soup. We could not get away with not doing that. And then we are doing our half jerk chicken.
Half a jerk?
Yep, half a jerk.
Okay.
<Yep.
laughs> I didn't think there was such a thing.
Then we're doing our panko crusted fish fry. So because this restaurant week is going to be during Lent, we decided to put our fish fry on there.
Good idea. So people can choose one or the other. And then
we have one more. We have, it's a 3-cheese tortellini in our cream sauce that is usually in our silk and satin, but we're doing it in this 3-cheese tortellini with prosciutto and peas. I call them bundles of joy with a little bit of truffle oil. Like, they are amazing.
True comfort food.
Oh, my God. True comfort food to the extreme.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. All three of them sound great, especially the panko thing. That's one of those trends I think we've seen in the restaurant business where, you know, you hear things about kale and beets are big and panko breadcrumbs. It's a common thing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely.
See it everywhere.
And it's different. You see beer batter everywhere in Buffalo. You know, we kind of wanted to change it a little bit and give people a taste of something else.
You mentioned about Lent, Athena, and Easter will be coming up. This time it's late this year in April. That's one of 2 days that you're open for brunch, right? You have an Easter brunch and then a Mother's Day brunch.
Yes. Yep.
Is this one of those things where you can pull your chair up and just eat to your heart's content?
It absolutely is. We are open 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And it is one of those just grand buffets. There is really anything and everything you would possibly want at this buffet.
Now, even for me, if I go to brunch and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever, if it's afternoon, I still want to eat breakfast food. So is there a variety of both breakfast and, I guess, lunch, dinner items interspersed?
Oh, absolutely. We have everything from your omelet station to a carver station. We will have our creme brulee French toast to our jerk chicken and bolognese on this buffet.
Wow.
So it's really a taste of everything.
You wouldn't have to eat again until Tuesday, I think, at that point.
No. We make sure you guys leave nice and full.
And how much is it?
It's $28.95.
So for under $30, you can really pig out and enjoy yourself. And rumor has it you have a mimosa fountain.
Yes, so we do. When people come in, we have an area that we have blocked off for a mimosa fountain. So you can have a mimosa on us when you come in while you're waiting for your table.
What a nice idea. Have you ever seen anybody stick their head under the mimosa?
I have not. People may have done it when I wasn't looking. So I haven't seen it yet, but maybe.
After they have one or two too many, they may just pull their chair up to that. But it sounds like a wonderful opportunity to kick back. You know, instead of making a mess in your own house or putting the pressure on whoever cooks in the house, let somebody else do it for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I always say that. You know what? I love to cook, but it's so much better when you go out to eat and you just get served and
right.
You don't have to deal with the mess.
You don't have to deal with the mess. You don't have to shop. It's all those things. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing it that way too. But every now and then it's good to have a break. And is that why you do it on two specific days like that? You figure those are the days that would draw the most people in. And perhaps moms don't want to cook on those days, or dads for that matter?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Easter and Mother's Day brunch, those are definitely two holidays that people do go out for brunch, so we've chosen those. Mother's Day, we actually do brunch and then switch into serve dinner. So that's definitely a big day because moms do not want to cook on Mother's Day. They want their day off. So
Absolutely. We
have the place open all day for that.
Do you do the mimosa fountain on Mother's Day too?
We do.
Oh, of course. You should.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
You do.
Yes.
Nice. Now, you did our Buffalo Perks program too. And for folks who haven't been to Curly's, it's a great way to enjoy the opportunity of seeing this legendary spot in Lackawanna with a new twist now that Athena's family is in charge. You kept the jerk chicken and some of the jerk items that you have on the menu. And for folks who may not be familiar with the term or think of a jerk in a different sense, this is actually a seasoning, right?
Yes, it is a seasoning. It is based out of the Caribbean. So most people think that, oh, it's going to be so hot. It's too hot for to taste and everything. But people that come in that are sensitive to heat love it. We have marinated it. And now we've added this glaze. So the old jerk recipe, if you guys had come in and had the jerk marinade, I mean, it wasn't, it was just a marinade.
Mm-hmm.
Now we put this thick, gorgeous glaze over it, and it really brightens up the dish, but gives it a little bit more of a kick. It's to die for.
And I'm sure it's adaptable to chicken, fish.
Oh, absolutely.
Other even veggies, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a jerk broiled haddock as well. So we put the jerk glaze or the jerk marinade as well on a haddock broiled.
Oh, that's a great idea. The last time I was in was about a month ago, and I had the escovitch, which was absolutely delicious.
Escovitch is definitely a Caribbean cuisine, and
it's
amazing. People get a little nervous of it, but it's just like a hot vinegary hot sauce vinegary taste on a fish, and it's just full of flavor.
It's almost like it cooked the fish.
Yeah.
You know, it just because the seasoning was so delicious and a little bit of, as you say, a little kick to it. Now, in addition to the Easter brunch, local restaurant week, the Buffalo Perk, you got a lot of stuff going on, girlfriend, but you also have happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. Good way to unwind from the day. Kind of de-stress a bit and not break the bank. You've got apps that are half off along with $3 draft beers, and you have well drink specials too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So say you just wanted to come in for a vodka cranberry, something like that, you can have that as well. But the half off appetizer is really great. Either if you're coming in the city or out of the city,
right?
Like stop at Curly's, you don't want to sit in traffic or something, we're right there.
Good idea too, especially during rush hour, which I've noticed now does seem to exist in Buffalo.
Yes, it does.
It's not quite, you know, the old saying, not only is it everything 20 minutes away, but there was never any traffic. Well, I'm happy to see there is traffic. traffic, because to me that means that there's some volume growing, there's population, there's growth, there's jobs. People are going to and fro, so yeah. I think that's a very encouraging sign. Now, I'm more of a wine drinker, but even that, every Monday and Wednesday, $15 for a bottle of vino.
Yeah, absolutely, we do. We change it up. We change our list up a little bit, but I'm definitely a wine drinker as well, and I mean, $15 for a bottle of wine. I mean, you could either finish it all at Curly's or you can take it home with you as well.
Right.
But
both white and red?
Both white and red.
And
yeah.
Do you do rosés or?
Oh, yeah. We have about, we try to keep like 6 different wines on the menu.
Excellent. Excellent.
Choose from.
And so, Athena, before we go, I have to ask you too, you know, of your generation, you grew up with technology, right? I mean,
yes.
I mean, that's just the way it is in life. And now you can't escape it. Like you, I'm wearing a Apple Watch.
Yep. Yep.
And even, you know, I feel like Dick Tracy or the CIA, I'm talking into my wrist these days.
Yeah.
But it's so prevalent. It's everywhere. You don't even have to take it off of your person. How do you promote Curly's from a marketing standpoint? In addition to radio, I've seen you on TV. I know you do some print. What do you do from, say, a social media standpoint or a web support?
Well, you know, the most important thing definitely is Facebook and Instagram, I feel like, are the most important. We also feel that collecting emails is a great way to promote. We have comment cards and people give us their email addresses and we send email blasts.
Good idea.
So specifically, maybe just for happy hour, or maybe just like, you know, we miss you, here's 10% off. And people love that. It's a little, it's not so much to the public, but that is more to those individuals that come into Curly's.
Right.
Now, if I'm trying to get out to the public, posting specials, food, anything like that, we recently did like corned beef and cabbage and Irish beer specials for St. Patrick's Day. So that was done on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It just really depends where I'm trying to, who I'm trying to get.
And that's the beauty of it, too. You can target certain demographics, much like with our radio stations. Do you do anything for St. Joseph's Day?
You know what? That is something I just recently kind of heard about. So I'm going to try and get something that some special menu for that as well.
Yeah, if you ever need any advice, you know, I'm first generation Italian, and I can fill you in on some of the great foods with St. Joseph's Day. And it's so great because there's so many ethnicities in our area, and everybody seems to have their own tradition, much of which is connected to food, which I'm sure you're seeing.
Oh, yes. Yes, we see a lot of it.
It's great. Athena Koumanis, thanks for coming in this morning. Best of luck with Local Restaurant Week, with your Mother's Day and Easter brunches, and the restaurant in general. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And a big shout out to Kevin Carr, who's running the board for us, and our staff photographer. We couldn't do the show without the K car. He drives us every week. Back after this.
Are you a home brewer, or do you want to learn about home brewing? Tune in at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1520 for Just Brew It. Just Brew It, hosted by Jeremy White and Bert Deister from Niagara Tradition Homebrew. Tune in Saturdays at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1520 for Just Brew It. It's the historic tavern in the heart of the village. When's the last time you visited the Glen Park Tavern? Established in 1887, Glen Park Tavern is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, with hand-carved roast beef and turkey served all day, every day. Classic buffalo fish fries served every day, too. You'll love their full bar with a variety of craft cocktails and brews. Glen Park Tavern on Main near Cayuga in Williamsville. Book your holiday party now. Drop-off catering available as well. When's the last time you visited the Glen Park Tavern?
This is Susan Mama, event chair of the 6th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. Please join us on Saturday, June 17th at Buffalo River Works as over 70 teams compete in the majestic sport of dragon boat racing to raise funds for breast cancer survivors. The competition doesn't stop there. There'll be a best t-shirt and costume contest, vendors and merchandise, and a fabulous basket raffle. Join or sponsor a team and participate in a signature event on June 17th at Buffalo River Works, brought to you by Hope Chest. For more information, visit hopechestbuffalo.org.
Well, people like me with a black thumb can be helped in the gardening scene because of people like Teresa Buchanan and the fine folks at Lockwood's Garden Center. Teresa's here with us to talk about spring plants and the upcoming summer season. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And, you know, your website is called weknowplants.com. And when you have a website that says We Know Plants, I assume that puts a fair amount of pressure on you. You've got to really walk the walk here. What is Lockwood's Garden Center all about? What makes you a little bit different than the competition?
Well, the We Know Plants says a lot because we have a lot of experienced people on staff that can answer questions from growing annuals right through to trees and shrubs and herbs. We have an herbalist on staff. We have about 4 CNLPs, which are Certified Nursery and Landscape Professionals. It's a state-run organization, but a state certification that you have to have education to prove over 3 years, and you have to re-up and reapply based on education, and it is a state certification. So we have quite a few people on staff that can help.
So even customers. People like me who are sort of garden challenged, I could come in and somebody could talk to me in layman's terms about what to do, how to plant, just sort of the basics of it?
Yes, absolutely. We also have a lot of classes in education that we have throughout the season and then into the fall and Christmas for workshops that you can do hands-on things but learn quite a bit.
Is your business a seasonal business?
We're seasonal, but we're open year-round. We start about mid-March, which would have been yesterday.
Right.
And then we go through till Christmas time. Our gift shop is very strong in the holidays, as well as in the month of May for Mother's Day, too.
And you're located at 4484 Clark Street. So if you're punching that into your GPS, folks, that's the actual address, 4484 Clark Street, off of McKinley Parkway and between McKinley and South Park.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're open, is it 7 days a week, Teresa?
We're open 7 days a week. In March, we start out just 10 to 5 daily, every day. Then in April, we expand our hours to about 6 at night. And by May, we're from 9 to 7 most weekdays.
Wow, so it's a busy time.
Yes, then we gear up for the busy time.
Now, you grow the plants that you sell. That's what makes you a little bit different than, say, the big box stores or perhaps some other independently owned garden centers. Why is that such a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because the plants are grown on the property, so the furthest that they travel is from the back greenhouses, the growing houses, right up to the retail. So we have growers that take the plants right from seed or cutting and put them in the pots, in the hanging baskets, and we take care of those plants from the beginning to the end, from fertilizing to cutting them back to making them full. They start in our greenhouses, and they go straight to the customer. They're not on and off of trucks. We make sure that our hanging baskets, for example, have full volume of soil. We joke about the other baskets being cheater baskets because they're not as much soil. So ours are full volume, and people don't realize that's why their plants perform better because they have more soil, and we plug them with slow-release fertilizer. So the people who don't fertilize say their baskets do better from us because they've got fertilizer already in them for the season.
And it's a slow release, meaning they're not getting a big burst all at once.
That's correct. It helps them through the season. We do tell people it's great if you add extra fertilizer, but the slow release keeps them looking relatively good throughout the season.
You know, I always think about everything in terms of food. So I guess if you make the analogy, it's like eating just one huge meal versus trying to eat throughout the day and keep yourself maintained.
It's a perfect analogy, yes.
Okay, good to know. I knew I'd find some food connection here, Teresa.
Of course.
We're talking with Teresa Buchanan, who is the Garden Center Manager for Lockwoods, one of the most highly regarded garden centers in our area. They're based in Hamburg, but you get folks from all over the area coming in, right?
Yes, we do. They come from Amherst. We get people from Lewiston, from down south Gowanda, Bradford. We've got a good
really?
Bradford, PA following, yes. So
no,
they come from all
and
over.
And I've been to your place, and you can see the greenhouses on your property. Mm-hmm. Are people allowed to go into the greenhouses, or is that an area that just your certified planters and employees go in?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, people are not allowed in the back greenhouses due to insurance reasons because the benches literally move, and the hoses are out, and it would be kind of dangerous for someone to walk in there and not know where they're walking. Mm-hmm. So that is an issue that we can't let them in there.
What actually happens in the greenhouses? I know you wanted to talk about sort of the day-to-day life of the greenhouse and how all of the plants get treated and how many you have in that particular greenhouse.
Yes, we have a lot of different plants in our glass greenhouse, but we also have hot houses and cool houses. So, for example, we have to start tropical plants like mandevilla, bougainvillea, Diplodenia, those have to be in a warm house, and we start them already. They're already were started a couple weeks ago. So they're a long crop, and they need a lot of heat. Then we have a cool house, which we start our petunias a little bit warm, but then all those plants, along with lobularia, bacopa, they go into a cold house to grow because they love the cool weather. So those plants actually have a longer life because you can put them out sooner, and you can keep them out longer in the season. So it's something to think about. But we also, you have to determine whether you have sun or shade, depending on the plants you use. But we also do a bunch of mixed baskets, 12-inch squares, that are all mixed flowers, so you have an assortment. So those we grow on the warm side. And I think that's about it for hanging baskets. But right now we're in the seeding and plug and
this,
stage.
This is typically where you would be in, say, mid-March.
Mid-March, yes, we're starting everything. Right now, our concentration is a lot in Easter plants. So we already have pansies almost ready to go outside.
Really?
Yes, as soon as this weather really, really breaks, they're up, they're growing, they look great. We have one this year, it's a viola, it's called Hip Hop, and the flower looks like a little bunny. It's got two tall petals on the top, and they're really, really cute. Those are going to be out, those will be out, I'm hoping, within this week, but for Easter for sure. And Plantasia will have a lot of the different plants at that show.
So there's no Jay-Z music or anything. It's just related to the bunnies, I
guess. No, no, no fancy music.
So when you're working, Teresa, and you're out on site, you go in and out of the greenhouses, I would imagine, right? And the hothouses. Does it get warm in there? Can you go in there and kind of warm up on a particularly cold or wintry day?
Yes, it's actually beautiful. In February, when the sun came out a couple times, you know, the heat goes up to 85 degrees.
Wow.
And with the vents literally open, even if it's 20 degrees outside, the vents are automatically open. They let the heat and the humidity out, and then they just close again, and they do that on a regular basis. And that happens in all the greenhouses. They're controlled by sensors so that they will open and close according to the heat.
By our standards in Western New York, we've had a pretty mild winter, I'd say. But are people worried about how the mild weather is affecting their plants and their gardens?
Yes, very much so. We've heard quite a bit from people. They're concerned about the buds on their trees swelling, which there is a dogwood at work that's the yellow-flowered one, and it is almost popped open. So you get another couple warm days, and what you might get if you get a freeze after a frost and cold temperatures, you're going to see some damage possibly to those flowers. Not necessarily killing them off, but definitely a possibility of damage. And we're concerned about the fruit crops again this year.
Right.
Same thing. Too much warm weather too early with cold snaps.
Is there anything you can do, though?
In some cases, you can throw sheets and blankets over particular plants if you want to protect them. But unfortunately, there's not a lot. Icing sometimes, people add water at night for ice covering to protect the plants. But it's going to be a wait-and-see season. Hydrangeas will be another one that will be affected because the buds can be damaged early.
You have a pretty large staff at Lockwoods, and I know the age range of your employees is from, you know, young people, millennials, all the way up to baby boomers and above. And it seems to me that gardening has become pretty trendy, I think, Teresa, for all ages, all demographics. Do you find that to be the case, that not only does your staff reflect the customer base, but you're seeing the kind of wide range of people coming in from different ages and backgrounds?
Yes, I think probably the biggest one, which I think you'll appreciate with the food angle,
yes,
is the younger generations are coming in for vegetables, seeds. They're getting back into growing their own food. It's huge. We see a lot of it. So a lot of the millennials are coming in. We're getting a lot of people on that note. And then we still carry through to our traditional gardeners, right through people that are retired and into their 80s. So gardening is really going to stay strong. I don't think we have to worry about that.
You know, I was kind of surprised when I was looking at your website, which is wegrowplants.com. You feature tart cherry juice, along with some other food products as well, natural peanut butter and Masterson's honey.
Yes,
we
sell.
Are those the three things that you focus on?
Yep, the tart cherry juice is local from Alcott, and that's Singer Farm Naturals. And Masterson's does their own hives in East Aurora, and raw honey has beneficial aspects for allergies when it's grown locally because of the different local allergies. So it helps the allergy problems. The natural peanut butter just tastes really great. So that's from Saratoga, New York.
It certainly does. Yeah, who needs all those additives? I mean, it's one of those beautiful
Absolutely.
Foods that just tastes good no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I know tart cherry juice, for some reason I can't spit that out, is a very trendy thing right now. A lot of people take cherry juice for inflammation problems and things like that. That too, I think, tastes good. And I mix it sometime with club soda.
It's excellent like
yeah,
that.
It
Absolutely.
Really adds a nice little zing to something that's kind of bland.
It's nice in the evening in warm water because it is also a sleep aid. Can help you sleep. It's very high in melatonin.
Oh, I'm going to have to start swigging that then. Gee, Teresa, I could see you out in that greenhouse with maybe a little cocktail, cherry juice. Huh? You can relax there with some heat. Now, as we approach Easter, plants obviously that are very popular around that time of year, I think about hyacinths, tulips. What else comes to mind for Easter traditional plants?
Oh, well, we are doing right now. We have azaleas on the bench that we're finishing. We have hydrangeas that we've grown to force for Easter. The hyacinths, the tulips, they're all coming out of the cool right now, by the way. We bring out the tulips first. They're out already. And then we move on to the next week would be hyacinths, or last, and daffodils would come on. So we're already starting to pull all those things out of our cooler because they are have to be timed for the number of weeks to get the exact bloom at the right time. And those go into a very cold house, and then we bring them along up to the retail where they open within days, of course. But we also have lots of pansies available and dianthus, which is a pretty spring carnation-like flower. So we have a lot of different things for Easter.
And there's a real science to it, obviously, right? You have to be able to take it out at the right time and know exactly
timing is everything. And, of course, Easter lilies and colorful Asiatic lilies we will have as well. And our Easter lilies are a new variety called Chili White.
Oh.
They're a super huge flower, and they are heavily budded right now.
What is that?
Anywhere from 7 or 8 buds to over 10 or 11, which are the flowers that you'll get. So when people shop for Easter lilies, it's important to see how many the buds, how many bud count you have, and how many flowers you're going to get.
Heavily budded. Okay, now I understand. I've often wondered, too, I've heard conflicting things about the safety when it comes to animals. Is there a truth to
it? It's true. If you have cats, you don't want to have lilies in the house.
No, and I love lilies and the fragrance they emit, but I'll just bring my lily to work then.
That's fine. Yes, that's a perfect.
It'll brighten up the cubes as well. Mm-hmm. So definitely stay away from lilies and cats. Any other advice in terms of animal welfare?
For houseplants, there's a few. Dieffenbachias, sago palms are deadly to dogs, believe it or not. But other than that, a lot of plants are listed as poisonous, but the majority of them will only make them sick, and they'll stop eating it once they taste it. There's not a real lot, but we do encourage people to visit poison control if they're concerned about not knowing what kind of plant they have. So
before we wrap, I've got to ask you about what I presume to be your Super Bowl in your business, which is Mother's Day, right? Is that the big holiday for you?
The Saturday before Mother's Day is probably our biggest day of the year if the weather is good. So that's important. It's important to our business that it's a beautiful day and people will buy the hanging baskets. So that is our number one seller. Hanging baskets, we fly through probably about 3,000 that day alone.
Thank goodness.
We sell about 8,000 during the season, and we grow them all. That's the one thing that's nice.
You're not going to be hanging out in the greenhouse that Saturday, are you?
No, all hands on deck. Even the production people are up waiting on customers.
Right.
Yes.
If I bought it on Thursday, for example, would it still last by Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. If the weather were a concern, just pop them in the garage or bring them in the house in the evening if it's going to get cold. You do that for about a week. Watch the weather. It's nice to get them early because the best plants come up first. But you always can control that because hanging baskets are easy to move.
Right.
You just grab them and put them in and out and in and out. So if you're willing to do that, you can get some of the best choices early on.
Teresa Buchanan, it's been an absolute pleasure. I look forward to maybe playing in the dirt with you one of these days or at least meeting in the greenhouse. Thank you so much for coming on Slice of Life.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Brenda will be back next Slice of Life Sunday at 10:30 on ESPN 1520.